Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 0 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Sissel scores. Berg moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Berg trying to get to home. Simmons throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Berg, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thomas moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Grove moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Grove moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cochran. Clancy moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Clancy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Eddie Collins pinch hits for lefty Grove. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.